Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and we have the CEO at Neural AI Inc. And the gentleman who's running the ship is Charlie Schoenhoff. Welcome to the Playbook.
Thanks. It's an honor to be here.
Everybody has some sort of implementation or execution with AI, and Neural AI's unique approach to AI and the solutions that you have really make a big difference. And wanted to understand how you actually have created what I think is the first AI nose, a neuromorphic sniffer that can change a variety of different applications of robotics and of biometrics, and I'm sure other different applications that are revolving around data, even in the quantum computing space. What are some of the significant differences when we can actually use smell as data?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. People think that you have a CO2 detector, for instance, on your ceiling, and this has been solved. But actually, the issue of smell as a device or as a technology is actually underserved. What we're working with is a neuromorphic technology, and neuromorphic really means brain-like processing. And so we are building applications from that neuromorphic. And the first thing that we did was build this neural nose. And we're applying nanotechnologies to sense whatever it is. So tiny little objects that are connected to our neurons. So they see something, they send it to the neural brain, and we're able to identify very quickly different smells and, out in the world, and everything from, toxic chemicals through to particular drugs and that sort of thing. So
yeah,
it can make a huge difference.
And the processing speed, you're talking about big computing processing in little spaces. And there's a lot of data and processing going on. This is designed for a next generation data center. And there's so many critical business issues that are now coming to fruition with AI about data centers and electricity and water and space and time to build, et cetera. And so this adaptive, impactful technology helps and is designed for the next generation data centers. What are some of the critical business issues that this type of processing aligns with the future for us and our own well-being?
Yeah. So, most AI today, what's called AI, is really just a standard computer processing lots of data in a string, in a long line. And so it requires a lot of computing power to do it, which is why everybody's worried about energy use. And, your data center comes into your neighborhood and your lights won't go on anymore. And so what the platform that we have is a parallel processor. So I like to call it the everything everywhere all at once processor, because, you ask it a question, it uses very little energy because all of the neurons in it process at once. Makes a huge difference in the applications that we can build. So we can process patterns, for instance. We can classify things very, very quickly and not use a lot of power. And we don't have to go to the cloud to process it. We just do it right there in on-site, let's say, or at the edge, wherever that processing is required. And that's really a paradigm shift from what's going on even today.
And a lot of the things that exist today, a lot of people couldn't even imagine existing. And you and I are both a little bit more experienced in the life experience. And some of the things today we look at, and, for me, Amazon itself is still, every time I get something 3 hours after I ordered it on a Sunday,
right.
I'm like, this can't even be true. I stepped into a Waymo, forget about my, autonomous vehicle that I drive. But more importantly, I stepped into a Waymo. And I'm like, are you kidding me? If this thing starts flying, I'm really going to freak out about how technology has advanced. The idea behind the integration of brain and senses, it's different than emotion, right? We can measure emotion, and there's a variety of things that we can do with technology today. But I think it goes overlooked how advanced the ability of AI to perform sensory type of activity, and then to be able to process it becomes more, I believe, believable. For you, where did this capability truly come to fruition? What was the big major change that allows us to create something like a neural nose?
Well, a couple of things. The advancement in any time you have a sensor of some sort, you need a layer of that sensor that collects the information, whether it's for a smell or even for a video sensor, right? It's something you have to have a video sensor that actually collects the light and the information that it's seeing. But then you need processing. And processing, even today, is really the big problem. Let's say it slows things down, because a processor, standard computer processor, has to take the information from the processor to the memory and back to the processor and the memory, and it does that millions of times, which uses a lot of energy, and it's relatively speaking slow. The really big breakthrough is in parallel processing, the ability to, on hardware, not on in software, but the ability to, in software, make decisions in an instant, make decisions, have a brain-like device like you. You see something and you're like, oh, wow, that's frightening, or oh, that's exciting, but that's your brain operating. All those neurons are talking to each other and operating at once. Computing today doesn't normally operate like that. It's very linear. And so we're able to do it in a parallel format or a parallel sense, which makes it extremely fast. It makes it extremely low energy use, extremely low power. And it gives us the ability then to attach things like, with our nose, nanotechnologies. And there have been a lot of breakthroughs in nanotechnologies that allow us to now do sensing of very small particles of smell or gases, for instance, and transfer that data extremely fast and come out with an outcome.
And there's a million great ideas out there. Executing on them is a whole nother story. One of the things I help people do is materialize and monetize their big ideas and their big innovations and their big inventions. Where is the company today as far as a business goes? This being used places? Are they piloting it? Are there signed agreements to effectuate it? And if so, what industry is it being used in?
Yeah, so we have actually been in an R&D mode for a couple of years, but we're actually launching now. And in fact, being here to talk to you is a big part of our launch, to take this out to the world, right? To get it out to people. And what we're doing at the company is we have a sensors division, and then we have a big data division, because our underlying brain can be used for processing, small scale, and also helping LLMs, the current AI that you're using, help them process much, much faster at much less energy. So we've I'm in Dublin, Ireland today, because we've signed a big European distribution deal for our technologies, and with a company that's based here in Ireland and also in Finland, and we are going to be rolling out various sensors, and then we have a couple of pilot projects on our big data boards, which are brand new. Nobody's ever done what we're doing with the big data area and this kind of parallel processing on hardware. So we're very excited about it. We're excited to get it to the market.
I imagine starting off with the sniffer and applications around that neuromorphic type of application leads to other things that it can do. I know, as you were highlighted in starring on GoFund Yourself, there was great interest in the technology and the investment in the technology and the partnering and distribution of the technology. But what are some of the other things that this technology can deal with beyond a neural nose?
So it's extremely good with vision. So the ability to process vision, recognize your face or recognize, for instance, flaws in manufacturing at very high speeds. It does that through a camera device that is connected to the neurons. We can do data processing. So if you want to find patterns for the stock market, in fact, for the financial industry, the ability to process patterns at extremely high speeds and find results well before a standard computer or a server would do it for you. The interesting thing is that with the neurons, you can train them to look for specific things, whether it's an image. Let's say you want to identify a specific a weather pattern, for instance. I built a weather forecasting platform for the energy industry using the neurons, and we had the neurons looking up at the clouds in the sky, and by looking at the patterns, they were able to tell how much solar radiation would land on a solar panel, for instance. These are things that would take a computer hours to process, but we can do it in 10 microseconds with our devices.
That's certainly needed in Dublin, that's for sure, to figure out the weather is going to be like in the next 5 minutes, as I was joking earlier with that. Now, let's talk about the financing. Obviously, you've had a great amount of time spent on R&D, great investment of manpower and money into building such extraordinary technology. Now you're doing business. I know we had you on the show, Go Fund Yourself. Can people participate today in investing in the company?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We've actually raised two rounds, one our series seed round and a bridge round, for a total of 2 million euros, so about $2.2 million.
And of course, gaining every day as the dollar is devaluating because of our great leader.
True enough. Now we're going to go out with our Series A. We're based in the U.S., but one of the things that we've done as a company is set up our European offices and our U.S. offices as separate operations. So they're actually two separate companies. So if there's any, like what you just said, if there's any disruption in the business cycles in the U.S. side, you know, we're able to operate independently in Europe, and we're able to operate with NATO in Europe. And so because we're doing some dual use technologies, right, we're making things that can be used in for military situations as well as for business or consumer situations.
What a great way to mitigate risk in a insecure climate, especially political climate, as we do business in Europe or Asia or in the United States. It's nice to be protected by structures and entities that allow us to utilize our technology and maximize the value of that technology, which, Charles, you've done a great job in doing so. So if people are interested today, where can they go to invest?
That's one of the things we are currently setting that up with our investment bankers. We're going to probably, by the time this airs, we'll have our site that people can click on and go to. So we're not.
We will add that to the notes, as everybody knows. These are recorded episodes of the playbook.
Yeah, so for the editors
to provide not only the distribution of that content throughout the whole world, but also the post-production content, so we can create sizzles and snippets to make sure that people are afforded an opportunity. These are the type of opportunities that a lot of people don't get to share, especially the unaccredited investors around the world. So everybody can participate into this unbelievable technology, innovation, and real business, which is what I love when it comes to technology. I hate selling vapor. Charles, it's an extraordinary. Go ahead.
I would say what we can do is visit our site at www.neuralai.ai. You'll be able to find the investment information there as well.
And what do we have to look forward to next? Final question.
Oh, God, we have so many exciting things, and I say this not to exaggerate. I wake up every day, I got to tell you, I jump out of bed because I got another idea. That's the problem. And of course, my management team is like, stop. We got to build this stuff. Because of the flexibility of this neuromorphic technology, what I'm really excited about is that we're coming out with a three-layered strategy around big data. So the ability to, grow existing AI and new types of AI for processing big data with, again, very low energy use, very high speeds. For me, that's one of the most exciting things we have. We also have I just signed a deal with a robotics company in Europe to build our neuromorphic systems into their robots. So for allowing the robots to see faster, allowing them to smell. So all of those things, it's an exciting deal. I can't announce the company yet, but it's a signed deal. And so all of these things are, they're on the design boards. We're coming out with them very, very soon. I think, this year, 26 is going to be an amazing year for us. We're going to have a lot of exciting products hit the market.
So blessed when you have more than enough options, opportunities, and touches of favor in a business. Prioritization becomes a key component, a capability that Charles has had for over 3 decades, understanding what's important to the market and how to monetize it. It's not just a great idea, it's a great business. Let's all reach out to neuroai.ai. Charles Schoenhoff, great CEO, joining us here. Thanks for joining us on the Playbook.
Thank you. It's been great. Really fun. Thanks,
yeah,
David.
We'll do more. Thank you, Charlie.
Bye.